Now he says in verse 2, vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Well, actually here, it speaks of emptiness. It's to waste your life without any purpose, without any goal, just to live like an animal lives, or like a bird that lives. And a great many people live like that. I was in a hotel out in the Hawaiian Islands where the jet set comes. As you know, they fly all over the world. They spend a few days or weeks in a hotel here. Then they go to Acapulco down in Mexico. Then they go along the Riviera in France. And then they go to Spain. They go to North Africa. They go to South Africa. They just go all over the world. And I watch these folks. And the thing that impressed me about them, and as I listened to their conversation at dinner table and in the lobby and in the different places in the elevators, as I listened to them, how purposeless their life really was. One of them would say, well, I saw so-and-so back at certain place in New York. I was there this winter. And did you see a certain play? Where are you going to from here? Wasn't that place where we were last year, wasn't it a bore? And they have no aim in life, no goal in life, no purpose in life. Now, that's the conclusion, by the way, that Solomon came to. Vanity of vanities. Emptiness of emptiness. It's just like a big bag of nothing, if you please. And what we have, therefore, is a very remarkable book here. That is, this book here of Ecclesiastes. And here is a man that has tried everything. In the book of Proverbs, we have his gems of wisdom. He gives us a green light there. And in Ecclesiastes, there are globules. And they're globules, not of wisdom, but of folly. Red light is on here. And then in the Song of Solomon, why, love is the subject. And here you have wisdom, folly, our foolishness, and love. And Solomon was an expert in all three fields. He knew how to play the fool. He could be wise in his government. Also, his love light was quite a story. Now, Solomon, the wisest man, according to the wisdom of the world, yet no man ever played the fool more thoroughly than he did. And he is the riddle of Revelation. He's the paradox of Scripture. He's the wisest man and at the same time the biggest fool. And this book in Ecclesiastes is going to reveal that. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. So that what we have here in Ecclesiastes, this is the Bible's Alice in Wonderland. It's the Disneyland. He tried all the rides of this life. And Ecclesiastes has been called, as we've indicated, the dramatic autobiography of the life of Solomon when he got away from God. Here is life without God, under the sun. A man walking and talking under the sun. The man that you see today, you meet them today, trying to get something out of life. Now, there's another class of people that I meet in motels and hotels as I go around. They are the ones that are conventioneers. They attend conventions. This is the day of conventions. And I've just recently been in a motel where there was a great company of people there that were attending a convention. And again, you can listen to the conversations. Different than the others, but they're looking for something. They had a big cocktail party the night before. They had a big bust, you know, a big beer bust. And they had a big show. They put on a big banquet. They've tried it all. But there is that note of bitterness, and there are the dregs that are left in the glass of life. And that is the thing here. And you find this man now making an experiment. He's going to squeeze the juice of life out of the dry rocks of this mundane existence down here. And now he's going to begin.